sing this song from Adamada Madhusam, right in front of Radhamada. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Thank you.
Tam Krishna Pada Bhivinishta Chetasam. Krishna Pada బద్ధాంజలిం ప్రశ్రయ నమ్రకంధరం. సునంద నంద ఉపసృత్య సంస్మితం ప్రత్యుచ్యతు పుష్కర నాభ సమ్మతో. తం కృష్ణ పాదాభివినిష్ట చేతసం బద్ధాంజలిం ప్రశ్రయ నమ్రకంధరం. సునంద నంద ఉపసృత్య సస్మితం ప్రత్యుచ్యతు పుష్కర నాభ సమ్మతో. Abhivinishta, absorbed in thought. Chetasam, whose heart. Badhanjalim, with folded hands. Prashraya, very humbly. Namra, bowed. Kandharam, whose neck. Sunanda, Sunanda. Nando and Nanda, upasritya, approaching, sasmitam, smilingly, pratyuchyataha, addressed, pushkaranabha, of Lord Vishnu, who has a lotus navel, sammato, confidential servants. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. Listen to this. Not that you have not listened. With attention. Dhruva Maharaj was always absorbed in thinking of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. His heart was full of Krishna. When the two confidential servants of the Supreme Lord, who were named Nanda and Sunanda, approached him, smiling happily, Dhruva Maharaj stood with the folded hands bowing humbly. They then addressed him as follows. This is Guru Maharaj. The confidential servants addressed to Maharaj as follows. And that will follow tomorrow. Don't expect right now. And purport. In this verse, the word Pushkara Nava Sammato is significant. Krishna or Lord Vishnu is known for his lotus eyes, lotus navel. You could meditate, huh? As we go through this. Don't think of the meditation, but this sentence is, could be meditative. He has lotus eyes, lotus navel, lotus feet, and lotus palms. Here he is called Pushkara Nabha, which means the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has a lotus navel. And Sammato means two confidential or very obedient servants. Where is this two coming from? Sammato, that is meaning two. Not only sammataha, but sammato is a difference. Krishna, two Krishnas. Ramo, two Ramas. Sammato, two confidential servants. And they are very obedient. The materialistic way of life differs from spiritual way of life. In that way, in that, one is disobedience. That one is disobedience. And the other is obedience to the will of the Supreme Lord. All living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and they are supposed to be always agreeable to the order of the Supreme Person. That is perfect oneness. In the Vaikuntha world, all the living entities are in oneness with the Supreme Godhead because they never defy His orders. Here in the material world, however, they are not sammata, agreeable, but always asammata, disagreeable. This human form of life is a chance to be trained to be agreeable to the orders of the Supreme Lord. Are you with us? To bring about this training in society is a mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Like mission statement, Prabhupada. Mission statement of Krishna Consciousness Movement, one of the mission statements. To bring about this training in the society is a mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the laws of the material nature are very strict. No one can overcome the stringent laws of the material nature. You agree? Agreeing, disagreeing is a topic. Well, this is the truth. Accept the truth as it is. But one who becomes a surrendered soul and agrees to the order of the Supreme Lord can easily overcome those stringent laws. Mama eva prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. including the stringent law. Stringent law is one of the laws. Stringent law is Jata Shaheed Dhruvam, Dhruvam, Dhruv Maharaj. Jata Shaheed Dhruvam Mrityu. If you have taken birth, the death is Dhruvam. Death is certain. And also, if you die, then birth is also certain. Both. So this stringent law could be transcended by being agreeable to the orders of the Supreme Lord. That's the point. The example of the Dhruva Maharaj is very fitting. Simply by becoming agreeable to the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by developing love for Godhead, Dhruva got the chance to personally meet the confidential servants of the Lord Vishnu face to face. What was possible for Dhruva Maharaj? Listen to this. What was possible for Dhruva Maharaj is possible for everyone. Very well. Good news? Good morning news. Very encouraging. Ray of hope we get here. It is also food for thought during early morning hours. We'll be thinking more and more about this all day. Anyone, and Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport with this statement saying, anyone who very seriously engages in devotional service can obtain in due course of time the same perfection of the human form of life. Your darshan, he developed love for the Lord. And what is happening right now here, through these pages, towards the end of this episode, Dhruva Maharaj Prasang, is getting ready to take off, go back home. That is also part of the perfection Dhruva Maharaj is attaining. Tam Krishna Padabhini Vishta Chetasam Badhanjalim Baddha. This is Anjali, palm. And Baddha, this is Baddha. Together, tight. Badhanjalim Prashraya Namra Kandharam Sunanda Nanda Upasritya Sansmitam Pratyut Chatuhu Pushkaranava Sammato. Dhruva Maharaj was always absorbed in thinking of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. His heart was full of Krishna. When the two confidential servants of the Supreme Lord who were named Nanda and Sunanda approached him, smiling happily, Dhruva Maharaj stood with the folded hands, bowing humbly. They then addressed him as follows. Also trying to say something. I was blessed. I would say something. Prajendra Nanda. Difficult name. Prabhu. He was praying for me. So So, yeah, this must be in his kingdom. His capital. I don't know where, but the Viman has appeared, descended, and in there is Nanda and Sunanda, the confidential servants of the Lord. They are coming down the aircraft, and they are described, and their beauties are described. Deva pravaro chatur bhujo, how many hands, shamo, their complexion, and kishore, I mean, they are young, not old folks. And they also have lotus eyes, and they have club in their hand, and beautiful clothing, and they have a crown and kundalo, and earrings, and beautiful personality. Out of this world, they're coming from another world. No one liked them. They were seen, Sa Dadarsha, Dhruva Maharaj saw such personalities. Vigyaya, soon he realized, Uttama Gaya Kinkara, oh, these are the Kinkaras, servants of Uttama Gaya, Uttama Sloka, Supreme Lord's servants are here. Uttitaha, immediately Dhruva Maharaj stood up. Sadvasa Vismrata Kramaha. But he's a bit bewildered also. Not sure what to do now, what next. Nanama. Well, this couldn't go wrong, so he goes forward and is offering his obeisances, whatever happens next. Offering obeisance, Namani Granan Madhudvishaha, and chanting the holy names of Madhudvishaha, not Madhu Visa. Madhu and Visa, like a visa. It's like a visa for this country, that country. Madhudvishaha. This is the name of our God brother, but he's always addressed not correctly, pronounced not correctly. Madhudvisa. Enemy of Madhud. Vishaha is enemy. Madhudvisha. His names are chanted, Lord's name he's chanting. And as this is all happening, immediately, by seeing those two Urugaya Kinkaro, those two servants, immediately he's remembering the Lord. Tam Krishna Pada, our verse, today's verse. Tam that is Dhruva Maharaj. Krishna Pada Bhivinishta Chetasam. He started remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, or starting with the lotus feet of the Lord, his remembrance begins. Vinish, absorbed, totally absorbed, full absorption, 100%. Chetasam, matchittaha, Krishna says like that, matchittaha, madagata prana. Bodhayantaha parasparam. Lord Sri Krishna, he glorifies, or he does introduction of his devotee. What kind of my devotee? Machittaha. His chetana, his consciousness, machitta, glued down to me. So, abhivinishta chetasam. So this is his consciousness internally, is observed and remembered as he is remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. Badhanjalim, natural manifestation of what is inside, what he's thinking about, or anybody thinking about this external manifestation. Immediately his hands are badhanjalim, folded hands. Prashraya namra kandharam, kandharam, his shoulders, he's bowing down. Namra, with the humility, bowed down. Prashraya, ashraya, as he's now taken shelter of the Lord, thinking of the Lord, taking shelter of the Lord, he's bowing down. Sunanda Nanda Upasritya, and he's noticing those two Kinkarau, the servants are Upasritya. They're gradually coming towards him, and he's also noticing Sasmita. They're smiling, they look very happy. Sasmitam. And now these two personalities are described Pushkara Nabha Sammato. Pushkara Nabha Sammato. Pushkara Nabha, Lord with the lotus navel, and seven parts of his body are lotus-like, some of them. Four or five of them have been mentioned already in the purport. Seven parts are lotus-like, seven parts are pinkish in complexion. And there are 32, total 32 symptoms of the personality of Mahapurush. Mahapurush, the great personality, personality of Godhead, 32 symptoms. Long arms, reaching the knees. Broad shoulder. Raised nose. The Guru Maharaj was informed, Narad Muni, in advance, as you follow this process, chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, follow the process, you'll be seeing the Lord. And in advance I tell you, when you look at the Lord, when you see the Lord, he's going to be look, and he's going to be seen like this, so that no one could come and cheat, I'm Bhagavan. As he did not know what Bhagavan looks like, then he would go for that Bhagavan. No, no. When you see the Lord, the whole description was there. First dialogue, there are several verses. Narad Muni goes on and on, Lord, like this. His nose will be raised, nose. Not like this. Somehow, sign of beauty is considered, having raised nose is sign of beauty. And the matchmaking goes on, at least in India, they look at the nose of the bride. Or bride or bridegroom, which one? I get confused. Bridegroom is male or female? Bride. Let's see how raised is the nose. So unknowingly, they know the standard of beauty. Raised nose. Lord has raised nose. He'll try to look for such kind of nose. And Lord has a deep voice. This is one of 32. When he talks, like a rumbling of the clouds. His voice, deep and loud and clear, could go all over the universe without help of microphone. Reach everywhere. When Lord Narasimha was roaring, the whole world was trembling because they were hearing, the lion coming, was scared. while Krishna playing his flute and sound goes all over. But again, it is Lord has complete control over their sound also. Sound of Krishna's flute goes all over Braj, but not that everyone is listening. Two persons are sitting next to each other, one of them listens. Gopis are listening, and they're getting up and running up. Hey, what happened? What happened? They know what happened. They heard. So Lord has complete control. Who hears, who is allowed to hear, who is not allowed to hear. So not just he just throws like a free cookie and whatever it lands. He has a whole plan. He listens, he doesn't listen. He listens, he doesn't listen. His voice is very deep. His intelligence is very deep. Deep intelligence. Navel is deep also. So some parts of his body are deep. Navel, deep navel. Deep intelligence, and like that. Some parts are raised, and anyway, the grand total is 32. So he was, Narad Muni had given these hints, Lord would be looking like, so one of them, Pushkara Nava Sammato. So when Dhruva Maharaj had seen this Pushkaranava Sammato. Sammato is authorized persons or confidential servants of the Lord. He was in fact momentarily bewildered. He did not know what to do next or what does this mean. Sadhvasa, Sadhvasa Vikramaha. But the same thing also happened to him. I was looking at the beginning of this Dhruva Maharaj pastimes. When he had darshan of the Lord, now here is getting ready to go back to Godhead. But when he had darshan of the Lord for first time in Madhuban, you have been hearing Madhuban, Madhuban. I don't know how many of you know where Madhuban is. How many are? You say Vrindavan, you may say Vrindavan. He went to the forest, we heard those mentions. He went to the forest, but which forest did he go to? Which forest? Vrindavan forest. And then Vrindavan has 12 forests of Vrindavan. Radharaman Maharaj knows this. And Madhuban is the forest. Not far from Mathura, Vrindavan. Next time you are in Vrindavan, Mathura, you could go to Madhuban. Just few kilometers outside Mathura, in fact. When we go on Brajamandal Parikrama, that's the easy way. Don't go alone. Go with us. This year, could I do a little commercial here? Brajamandal Parikrama is 25th Brajamandal Parikrama, Silver Jubilee. So we have a very special Parikrama coming up to go with us. And so as we start our Parikrama, very first forest is Madhuban, just outside Mathura. And we spend whole day and one night also, place where Dhruva Maharaj was, he met, but he did not meet Narad Muni there. He met Narad Muni in Mathura on the banks of Jamuna called Dhruva Tila, no, Dhruva Ghat, Dhruva Ghat. And then you go to Madhuban, and then he went to Madhuban. So we spent there, because Parikrama is little tapasya program, little tapasya program. Don't be scared. So coincidence, first place we go to the place where tapasya was performed by Dhruva Maharaj. So So we pray for His mercy so that we are also able to perform some austerity, some tapasya during Brajamanda. So Madhuban is where Madhuban is. You have some idea now. So that's where he had darshan of the Lord, in Satyayug. Madhuban is also very special forest, and all the four yugas, Lord appeared there in Satya Treta Dwapar Kali. This is a very significant thing about this Madhuban. In Satyayug, he appeared to give darshan. He's always there also, not that he's. But then he appeared, and this pastime took place right there in Madhuban. So, where Dhruva Maharaj was performing austerities, called Yoga Paka Tivraya. This is the beginning of this pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. What he was doing is described as Tivra, very intense. He had a very intense program going on. Vipaka, and when there was a fruit of that Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. Dhruva Maharaj is known for this. He is very, very serious, dead serious, very intense. Tivraya, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, or Satatam Kirtayanto Umam Yatam Tashya Dhrada Vrataha. Dhrada Vrat. Wow. Dhruva means fixed. Dhruva means fixed. How many of you would like to get fixed up? Devotee says, fixed up. I would like to be fixed up. Devotee fixed up. So it is very befitting that we are, by hearing about the fixed up devotees, by being with, around the fixed up devotees, okay. This probably is absurd now. Just by hearing about the fixed up devotee, Dhruva means fixed, immovable, unstoppable. Nothing could stop him. Oh, you are just a child. No. Whatever. I want to meet the Lord. I have to have the Lord. And then he was in that forest. Just the other day we went to Bhaktivedanta National School, and they had a whole drama, very wonderful drama. Topic was Dhruva Maharaj. And the whole light and sound effects, and like a whole, like a walking through the pages of Bhagavatam or life of Dhruva Maharaj. So, especially when this scene, anyway, I'm not changing the seats. That the Nanda Sunanda coming down and to bring him back home. Very mystical. The colors and lights and sound was like a real thing. Like a seeing face to face, witnessing that. Says Dhruva Maharaj, He has already spent 6 months in Madhuban. Within 6 months, he managed to have darshan of the Lord. Okay, he broke all the records. Within 6 months. Even it took 6 years for Buddha to become enlightened. In Gaya, he spent 6 years, then some enlightenment, something came in his direction, 6 years. But Dhruva Maharaj, just 6 months. And I was not even 6 months in the movement. In Bombay, I had a service of going door to door and begging for rice, for food for life. But during that time, I was just a new bhakta, and people would ask, oh, have you seen God? And I said, give me a break. I just started, at least in Dhruva Maharaj, you're 6 months, I'm just 3 months old. Give me some more time. And 6 months passed, 6 years passed. I'm still waiting. So within 6 months he managed, first month he did this, and there's a leaves only, then fruits only, the leaves only, then what, water only, and the air only, and no air, Lord only. And then Lord appeared. Lord appeared. But again, Dhruva Maharaj was so much absorbed. Savaidhiya yoga vipaka vittivrayaha. The perfection of all that he had been doing, austerities and the yoga and meditation, mantra chanting. He was so much absorbed and he was seeing the Lord inside, and Lord had come personally and standing before him, but because he was so much absorbed, he did not even take note of Lord standing before him. And Lord was wondering, oh, what happened? Hey, Dhruva! Hey, I'm here! Hey, hey! I'm trying to get his attention, but Dhruva is just absorbed. And he's seeing the Lord within, with his spiritual vision, not with this chakshus, but divya chakshu. He was seeing the Lord. The Lord soon realized that he's taking darshan, my darshan, within. The Lord turned off that screen inside. And then immediately Dhruva Maharaj, hey, what happened? Did I lose him? So immediately as he opened his eyes, the Lord that was within was now without, was in front of him. Haribol. And now as he was seeing the Lord, tad-darshanena agata-sadhvasaha. Same thing, same word, this sadhvasaha, which was in fact yesterday's verse, when the Dhruva Maharaj, by seeing the Lord, he was temporarily, he was bewildered, did not know what to do. What next? And again, the same symptoms. He starts offering prayers. So very similar, what is happening when he had first darshan, and then ultimately he's going back to home. Two times, he's going through the very similar emotions. Dealing with the Lord, and here dealing with the confidential servants of the Lord. He's offering prayers as he saw the Lord in Madhuban, Dandavat, very humbly bowed down. And as he saw the Lord in front of him, he's drinking the beauty of the form of the Lord. Drinking the beauty of that form of the Lord with his eyes. And of course the gopis, you know, they are very expert in drinking the beauty. Kind of, they drink the whole beauty, they drink the form of the Lord. With the eye, they drink, to bring the Lord. And as soon as Lord is inside, they close his windows, his eyes. They take him to the heart, make him sit down on the throne of their hearts. And then they deal with him, communicate, reciprocate with him. They couldn't do that outside, so many social pressures and customs and etiquettes to be followed. They couldn't meet outside in public, so they would drink the Lord, His form, the beauty, and contemplate. So Dhruva Maharaj was doing something similar. He was drinking the beauty of the Lord with his eyes, and with a mouth, he's kissing the feet of the Lord. There is a talk of feet when he had first darshan, and as he's now getting ready to go, he's remembering the same lotus feet of the Lord. Pada abhi vinishta chetasam, absorbed in same lotus feet he had darshan before. Now he's remembering having same darshan of the Lord. And with Bhujo, with his arms, he's trying to embrace the Lord. Just practicing, remembering and the Lord's form, beauty, and trained like that, being in total agreement with the Lord, is now remembering the Lord at the final moments of his life. Just recently, anyway, this is, some of our devotees were in Haridwar, and they noticed that there are so many truckloads of Coca-Cola bottles. They were distributing freely. Free Coca-Cola distribution was going on. Our preachers approach, what's happening? Right on the bank of Ganga you are distributing different kind of gel. This Coca-Cola gel, not Ganga gel, Coca-Cola gel. This idea. They said that when our father was about to leave his body, we knew he was a devotee of Shiva, and so we remind him, please daddy, remember Bhola. Bhola, one of the names of Shiva is Bhola, that is Bhola, Bholenath, Bhola. But this father was saying, no, Coca-Cola. No, daddy, you have only few more breaths to go. Please say Bhola. No, get me Coca-Cola. Now you have only one more breath to go. Please, daddy, make attempt to say Bhola at least. No, get me Coca-Cola. And he went probably to Coca-Cola Loka. So the foolish sons, they thought the last will of our father was Coca-Cola. He willed Coca-Cola. So they came to Haridwar and they distributed Coca-Cola. Thousands and thousands of bottles of Coca-Cola. The Prabhupada, the most significant word in this verse, Prabhupada had pointed out, is Pushkaranava Sammatau, Pushkaranava, lotus neveled Lord, and Sammatau, one who agrees. One who agrees, I was looking at this Sammatau, recognize, Sammataha means recognize, approved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or agreed upon by Supreme Personality, or sanctioned, favored by, different. This word has appeared, it appears in Bhagavatam, so many other scriptures everywhere, or 80 entries for the Sammataha word. And Sammataha, but Sammataha, Sammataha. Pushkaranava Sammadaha. So agreeing with the Pushkaranava, Pushkaranava Sammadaha. Agreeing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then it comes out, sadhu sammataha, approved by the sadhus. Shastra sammataha, approved by the shastras. Acharya sammataha, approved, authorized by the acharyas, and like that. Sammataha. And then, so this is all spiritual and desirable, all these sanctions and approvals and acceptance, this kind of agreement, the Lord, Shastras, Sadhus, Acharyas, or Prabhupada Sammataha, Prabhupada Sammataha, approved by Srila Prabhupada, sanctioned by Prabhupada, authorized by Srila Prabhupada, and our whole parampara. Parampara sammataha, approved by the disciplic succession. So that's one whole set of approvals or sanctions, agreements. And then there's a whole world out there, and they have their sanctions and approvals and agreements. And this is how you get all, by agreeing with them, with their sanction, with their approval, their authorization. That's how the brainwashing goes on in this world, life after life after bahunam janmanam anti. And then comes moment in our life. Jnanavan mam prapadyate. By Lord's causeless mercy, person becomes bhagyavan and he goes for Vasudeva sarvamiti. He has a jnan now. His knowledge is, what is his knowledge? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Only this much. Vasudeva is all in all. How much knowledge? Vasudeva is all in all. This much knowledge. Sa mahatma sudurlava, that mahatma. Such soul is rare. So Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport that this Hare Krishna movement is, this is the program to train the souls, devotees, from other kind of agreement, get rid of that, agreeing with the people, camel like ashes, like and vidvaraha, the stool eaters, and they're agreeing upon different things and praising each other and whatnot. So get out of that, kick all that, sarva dharman paritejya, and go for mamekam sharanam braj. Go for such training, so to train ourselves to agree with the Lord. Radha madhava sammataha, so that we mat. Sammataha is the word mat, root word is mat, means opinion, opinion of the Lord. His approvals, his things authorized by him. So this is Hare Krishna movement with this mission of learning to agree with the Lord and to disagree with Lord's external energy, or disagree with Maya and agree with Krishna. If we did that, then we are in business. Then, and then same thing happens, Prabhupada says, could happen to everybody. Everyone has a chance. Anyone who very seriously engages in devotional service can obtain in due course of time the same perfection of human form of life as it was attained by Dhruva Maharaj. We'll stop here. I'm over time. Okay. No questions. No question. Any questions now? Jai Gaur Premanandaji.